Nossa.
Okay. So the only thing I'll ask for today is you keep the agenda up on the, because I didn't print it.
Yeah, I just keep it up for you, dude. This chair talks a lot.
I mean, I don't mind. I can just get us going here.
Yeah. Election after, so member round, so Paul and then Avery. You're good. Warren, do you want to start?
Righty. Well, then we'll call this meeting to order at 3:02. I don't see it on the agenda, but we'll, if you're able, rise for the flag salute. All right, ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we start with the roll call, correct, Renee? Will you take care of that or do you want me to do it?
You're good.
Okay. So we're good. You have everybody.
Yeah.
All right. So we have four members present here in the room. So next we'll go to public comment. Public comment via the phone, via email, or present. All right. So we have no public comments. So we will jump ahead to approval of the minutes. We have a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
So moved.
Mr. Tate, second from Ms. Reynolds. And then all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Abstentions? So we have four yays. All right. Moving on to number four. You are going way fast on me, Renee. You had it up. It was perfect. I think it's the update, the Prop 39 update, if I remember correctly. So, I'm sorry, the audit report. So, who is the lucky person that gets
we'll
to present
John,
that? All right.
Clarity on controller reviews.
Hello. Under Measure C, CDOC, we have to do an audit every year. We do a 5-year contract. So about 2.5 years ago, we rebid it. We actually, at that time, we changed auditors from our prior to our current ones, E. Bailey. And I have a copy of the governance letter and the audit report if anybody needs it. It was sent out in the materials. But our partner from the audit firm is here, and he'll take you through the audit results.
Good. Thank you.
Well, good afternoon. I would never guess this is your first time. You're even doing a great job. You look like you're a pro. My name is Bill Rausch. I'm with Ide Bailey. I'm the audit partner for the engagement here, and I'm presenting the results for the financial performance audit of Measure C, which I'm sure you guys all had the opportunity to go through. The letter up here that's on the presentation right now is called our communication letter. And basically, it's just a standard letter that we issue to state what our objectives are of the audit, our responsibilities. If we had any disagreements about accounting principles during the audit, if we had any audit adjustments, I'm happy to report that we did not have any of those. So this is just the standard letter, just letting everybody know what our responsibilities are, what's manager's responsibilities or the audit. If we had any disagreements, which we didn't, it would be disclosed in here. And this one would be the first time you'd hear about it. You had probably heard about it before this meeting today, but just want to let you know that we did include that letter in here. The audit report, like I said, this is through fiscal year June 30th, 2024. There's a couple pages that I want to go over here. I'm usually really passionate about this. I like to read every single page, but for the lack of time, I won't do that. So I'm just going to go over a couple highlights.
All right.
But basically on page one of the audit report, what I like to focus everybody's attention to is on the opinion. And that's the upper paragraph at the top. This changed a couple of years ago. Usually they used to put the opinion at the back. And they said, our standards changed and said, let's move to the front. That's the most important thing. So it's where our opinion is right there. It's that second paragraph where it says, in our opinion, the accompanying financial statements referred to above present fairly in all material respects the financial position of the General Obligation Bond Construction Fund, Measure C, of the Riverside Community College District as of June 30th, 2024, and the changes in its financial position for the year then ended in accordance with the accounting principles generally accepted in the United States of America. That is a clean opinion. It's known as an unmodified opinion. That's the highest level of assurance that we can give as auditors over the financial statements of the Measure C fund. So basically, we were able to take the records from the district, go through audit cash balances, expenditures, and of that sort, vouch all that information to supporting documentation, and we had no exceptions of that sort. So the financial statements are materially correct, and they are in accordance with our standards. And again, it's called a clean opinion, an unmodified opinion, highest level assurance that we can use auditors. And as an oversight committee, I think that's what you want to see, right? That the district has been given these funds to manage, that they're spending the funds appropriately and they're accounting for them correctly. Page four, I'd like to flip to you real quick. Just to show you as of June 30th, this is the balance sheet, right? So this shows what monies that the district has and what the liabilities are at year end. And then if you flip over the next page onto page five, it gives a snapshot of the expenditures throughout there that came in. You'll notice there that the district spent about $8.8 million in Measure C expenditures. And those are the categories that it's broken out there. You can see that they started the year, fiscal year 24, with a $14.5 million fund balance. And obviously with the $8.8 million they spent as of June 30th, there are about $6.4 million left over at June 30th. So those funds are being spent down and are almost depleted there. Another important page I like to go over is the performance part, and that's on page 16. I think as an oversight committee and as the public, they want to know that the expenditures are being spent in accordance with the ballot of the text, right? That's what the taxpayers want to know, right? So I always like to point out there in step number three, you can see our sample included transactions totaling $8.2 million, and that represents 92% of the total expenditures. So we tested 92% of the expenditures, right? And the reason why, it's a sample, right? We don't audit 100%. That's because the expenditure is so large. So when you test 25 expenditures and you get up to a 92% coverage. So I'm happy to report that of all those expenditures that we tested, again, we were able to identify them with invoices, with purchase orders, traced it back to the ballot of text to make sure they were projects that were approved by the voters. So I have a report that we had no issues with that. And then if you flip on to the next page, which I always like to point out is the auditor's results. And I think this is a great page to point out to people. It says, the results of our test indicated that in all material respects that the Riverside Community College District properly accounted for the expenditures held in the General Obligation Bond Construction Fund Measure C, and that such expenditures were made for authorized bond projects. And I think that's what the public wants to hear, right? That the monies that were entrusted with the district, that they're being spent in accordance to the ballot of the text, and that they're appropriately. I always like to point out to the next page, whenever you see a page that's blank, it says none reported, we had no findings or recommendations. So those are good things, right? If you see a page where it says there and we have a lot of wording on that page, not so good, right? But I'm happy to report there was no issues that we had with any of the expenditures that we tested. That's basically my report on the Measure C funds, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that anybody might have.
Sounded pretty plain.
Pretty clean audit. It was very clean audit. No findings, no recommendations. Everything was done in accordance with measure of the ballot.
Right. Very good.
Okay, good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry, I met everybody. Of course, the minute you're in a hurry, you're going to hit a train.
Of course. Well, I started as, but you're the chair, so you get the gavel back. So here's the agenda here if you want.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, I just had one technical question first. Does the audit go to the board for acceptance, or do we have to make a recommendation?
No, you don't have it.
Yeah, just that
information only.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Okay.
I love information.
Oh, should I hand these out?
I think he said it's just if we wanted a copy.
Oh,
yeah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So what we're looking at right here is, this is a summary of all activities as of September 24. And all the highlighted sections are any kind of financial transactions that may have happened from my last meeting. So the first one that we see, of course, is the cash on hand. And the cash on hand is down by about $1.78 million. This is primarily due to the expenditures related to the Moreno Valley Service Welcome Student Service Welcome Center at Moreno Valley. Sorry, I got that over there. And the firewall project at the district office. Right here, we see the interest. And the interest here is higher by about $378,000. And this is primarily due to the yield from the county treasurer being higher than what was expected. You have to remember that this number represents a reconciliation of last year between what we budgeted and the actuals, and then the reset up of the budget for the next fiscal year. The next we have is our fair market value of investments. And this is improved by approximately $224,000 over previous fiscal years. And this is due to the market being in a better state than it has in the previous fiscal years. So of course, the total proceeds reflects the changes that we just spoke about. And then the next one is going to be the in progress projects here. And this is up by about $28,000. And this is due to the staffing adjustment. Again, we do a reconciliation at the end of the fiscal year between the budget and the actuals for the staffing, as well as reset the next budget for the next fiscal year. And so what we see here in the contingency is we see an increase of about $574,000, and this is due to the three items that we just spoke about.
If you spent 1.8 roughly out of lower cash on hand, lowered by 1.8 million, right? Is that what you said?
I did 1.78.
1.78 million. And that didn't, so shouldn't in progress projects have gone up roughly that much if you're spending it on the project that's in process over at Moreno Valley?
No, because that's the commitments. So you'll see a change between the commitments that are completed and the commitments that are in process. So what you're seeing at the top is just the cash in and out. So the project total hasn't changed.
Right, but is it you're in process? Isn't that, that's the total amount. That's not what you've done today.
That's the listing of individual projects that are currently being worked on.
Right, because normally you credit cash and debit some kind of an expense.
But this isn't an income statement.
Well, I understand that, but if I bet my cash decreases, I'm generally doing for construction. I'm doing construction. You don't have in process. You're not building your process as you in process project as you go. You're saying this is what it's going to cost at the end.
Yeah, difference between the actual accounting for it and commitments piece of it.
Okay.
So when you look at the next few pages, you'll see actual expenditures against those projects. That would be the reduction in cash.
Okay, I thought you were in process, like it's like a WIP account.
No, that doesn't work that way. This was originally designed so that we could have a $350 million bond issue plus interest and premium and all the mm-hmm. things that go into it. This was a way for us to identify so we could appropriately account for all of those resources on various projects. And we're either committing them or decommitting them based on projects ending, and then it would go into completed. But the total amount of the project doesn't change.
Okay.
It doesn't change.
Okay, that concludes my report. Are there any questions? questions.
Yeah, I think the, well, you'll hear about it later, but as Misty mentioned, the biggest project that's going on right now is the Welcome Center.
Right.
At Ring of Allen. So that's where the major expenditure is.
Right. No, that's like the last big one.
Yeah.
All right.
So on this report, you're going to see any kind of budgetary changes between the period of July through September.
Renee, can you expand that just a little bit? Thank you.
You're welcome. So what we're seeing here on this particular line right here is a an increase of about $491,000. And this is due to the reevaluation of the staff payroll budget and the feasibility planning, management, and staffing allocation in comparison to the length of time needed to complete the existing projects.
So for staffing, we wanted to make sure as we were going, we're not really always earlier in the project cycle for Measure C. We're exactly sure when the end point is going to be. And so those staff that perform administrative functions related to Measure C, we wanted to make sure we had enough coverage in an allocation of funding set aside to be able to deal with that. Now that we're shortening that time frame for the end of Measure C, we're able to recoup some of those that were going to be in further years out to put them into the pot, so to speak, to reallocate on actual projects.
Right.
That concludes my report. Any questions?
Thank you.
Okay.
So next up is, I have the agenda in front of me, sorry. So now here's an update on the Measure C projects, board reports, changes, and actually projects that we have.
Thanks so much, Dr. Sampran, and good afternoon, everyone. We have only one board report this period on September 17th. The board approved Ron O'Clock Architect, and that's an agreement with the architectural firm to develop the College Park at Marina Valley College, utilizing some residual amount from the sea. And the total amount for this complex, about 30,000, but I believe we're going to use portion of the sea for this fee. We don't have a total project budget yet, but I'm sure we'll see would not be able to fund it because that's what we have about 3.5 to 4 million.
Yeah, for this particular project, it's going to be multiple resources that are going to fund it. You can see there's a couple that are just initially identified just to be able to pay for the architectural services. Once we get the planning done and we have a full cost, we're actually working with the City of Marino Valley to help fund this part of the project. A part of the project, which would be the lighting piece over the soccer field. We also have Measure C that will be able to contribute to it as well. We're thinking that this project is probably going to be somewhere on the order of, you know, between $2.5 and $3 million. And we'll see how much we get out of the city once everything's costed out.
Any questions on this one? Yeah, I mean, as you all know, there's only one project left, which is the student services renovation at Marina Valley College. The project's going to end of construction, and we anticipate completion by end of January next year.
So it's almost done.
Pretty much.
So we have two meetings left, basically. January, well, not,
and, well, it'll take
and
then year. April.
It'll take a year to wrap the
thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And we also have
that's
700,000 left. And we got to do a, figure out what projects we're going to do. Some of that money will probably go to the soccer field project, and
we'll leave it on it for the next for this year.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get everything wrapped up this year. I don't think we're going to be able to make it. So
by June 30, 25, by June 30, 25.
By fiscal year, by the end of the fiscal year.
That's the goal. Idea. I've talked with Misty and Hussein about that possibility. And it could happen, but more than likely, we probably have to go to the next fiscal year.
Okay. All right, then.
I know as much as you guys probably want this to end. It's But yeah, this body actually stays in place until the last column is expended. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then don't you have to be there through the wrap up and the?
We'll do the final audit. Yeah, you'll get the final audit report. Do a final report to the board. So yeah, that's why I'm saying it's more than likely it's probably going to be next fiscal year.
That's right. All right then.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I have a question. I'm saying, on the soccer field, in Moreno Valley, I've just come across a couple of news items regarding artificial fields versus grass and injuries related to artificial fields. Sometimes is anybody going to be looking at that, or is there a...
It's an existing college park that was built in 2003, 2004, and they're joining the Walton Hughes Agreement with the city of Moreno Valley.
I'm sorry. My hearing is...
This project is all natural grass.
Yeah.
It's all natural?
Yeah, it's already existing. We're just putting in.
Oh, good.
In.
Okay.
And then we'll put in ADA path of travel and parking, ADA parking enhancements to it.
Yeah.
More to your question, we just redid the RCC field.
Uh-huh.
It was turf.
Yeah.
And we replaced it with turf. I think when we were going through that project, I think the athletics department probably had some input on that because they were doing kind of their own studies on it.
Yes.
And I think we have right now the most state-of-the-art field that we have in artificial turf.
Because I've seen personally injuries that happen, and it's like not pretty with the artificial. Yeah.
I don't think the Norco soccer field has an artificial turf.
It's what?
Reno Valley doesn't have at this point. So.
Okay. All right. Only question.
Thank you.
Okay, calendar. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Next meeting will be what, January?
Correct. But we can shift based on what Aaron and Rebecca discussed for calendar.
If we do it in February, the building will be done, theoretically, in Laval. And by that time, you'll have your figured out what the city's going to do for the soccer park.
We hope. The city is a little bit difficult to work with. So, yeah, we can hope that it'll be resolved by then.
Does anybody have a problem doing it in February instead of January? That way we can hopefully have...
Rebecca was recommending actually May, and then I think they were discussing the audit for just May and November, so two meetings.
We haven't come to the final resolution. I was talking with my staff on what has to be done from a fiscal year in closing standpoint, and also when the audit report is available. So we'll resolve that issue, and I'll circle back with Rebecca to make a recommendation.
All right, and I'm assuming we're all going to get like an invite to the Mobile grand opening. Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. I would hope so, yeah.
So once that's done, then I guess May is fine.
Do you want to skip January then, Aaron? What would you recommend? Because
we were talking about
not a lot of agenda items. So.
Right.
I don't really see a need for a January meeting at this point.
Okay. Yeah.
I think we were preliminary thinking that May is okay. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'd like to make that official, but I don't really see a meeting. A need for a meeting in January.
Okay.
All right. So if you want to make a motion for that, then we can circle back.
Yeah, I'll move for the second Thursday in May for our next meeting.
All right.
Subject to if they meet something
in January. Unless a special meeting is needed, but the next regularly scheduled meeting to be second Thursday in May.
Yeah. And I seconded it.
Yeah. Is it the second?
Okay. And the same, can you make sure when we're going to do the grand opening that oversight committee is...
And we have a party bus to get there, just kidding.
And then we'll figure out the rest of the way. Figure out the rest of the year in May.
I like it.
Just saying.
And can it come out of New York City?
Okay.
It's been a long process if you want to celebrate. Oops.
And if you guys want to do that every meeting too, you guys can like discuss, hey, do you want to meet this month, next month, based on what we're
doing. Yeah, we'll just figure out in May when we need to meet.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think from our standpoint, we probably have to meet twice.
Well, that was my question was what's required.
Yeah, what's the bond required?
One is for the audit, the other one is to, I think, to what we discussed, to make sure that you guys were up to speed on all the activity that has occurred.
It's so, a lot. It's
I mean, if we're done right. this fiscal year, then.
Right. It just depends on how long it's going to take you for the soccer field. And if we dump all the money and it's lapped into that, then we're done.
Yeah.
And for annual report, we can just run it when you guys do yours. Push it back
because
we're only
going to
have two meetings for the report. So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I think because we have so many sources of funding for the soccer field, we can structure it so we spend those funds last and spend Measure C first. That way, you can.
Right. For the once you get past the city, when it's on the district's side, you can just clean the bank out because that makes it easier. Because you may have
discussion we've been having about how can we strategically spend these funds out in a period of time. Because there's really no incentive for us to continue prolonging it.
Right.
Especially if we're successful with the next bond.
Right. So you're gonna have another one to move, get started.
CC.
Okay. Since that's it, I think we're adjourned.
All righty. Thank you, everybody.
Second.
Don't forget to get validated downstairs and parked in a garage.
Except for theirs.
You're not supposed to park in there.
Since when?
You didn't read the email you were supposed to park?
I thought it was the same email that we always get. Just park there. Well, you know me.
All right, bye everybody. See you guys in the
next
Patricia.
I use you to vouch for
them. Thank you. They call me Paul Baker too.
Perfect.
Thanks for your support.
Where's Ms. Goldware?
They're in interview.